Gardaí and Lucan have appealed today for information about the violent death of a man whose body was discovered in a burning car on Monday night. Gardaí have confirmed today that the victim had been shot. Speaking at a press conference earlier, Superintendent Paul Dolan made the following appeal.
The body's been identified as that of a male who died as a result of gunshot wounds. And Gardaí Síochána are working to identify this person. And all I can say at this stage is we're following a specific line of inquiry in relation to that. The car itself was an Avis Toyota car, registration number 05CW2225. This vehicle was sold on the 13th of November. Today I'm appealing for any person who has seen this car or have knows of its whereabouts since the 13th of November. I'm asking them to contact investigating Gardaí. I'm appealing to any person in the Mount Andrew estate who has seen this vehicle or has seen anything suspicious in or around the time of this incident on Monday night, the 18th. This was the night of the Ireland versus Denmark soccer match, as you're aware. Investigating Gardaí can be contacted at Lucan Garda Station on 01-666-7300 or the Garda Confidential Line 1-800-666-111. We're looking to identify the movements of the vehicle since it was sold on the 13th of November. I'm asking for anybody who has seen the vehicle in the Mount Anvil there. We certainly know it was there at the time. And shortly prior to it, but we're trying to trace the movements of that vehicle.
That's Superintendent Paul Dolan, and our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was at that press appeal today. So Paul, the identity of this man not yet known.
Yeah, that's correct, Claire. We now know that this is a murder inquiry. We know that the Gardaí were called with the emergency services at 10 to 8 on Monday night. By the time they got there, the car was a fireball. The fire was extinguished. The man's body was found in the passenger seat, which leads one to believe that he was brought to the scene or he was driven there by people he trusted and got into a car with people he trusted. His body was badly burned, but the post-mortem was carried out yesterday, and it has now shown that the victim was shot dead before the car was set on fire. He sustained a number of gunshot wounds. The gun used was not left in the car, so that has not been recovered by the Gardaí as yet. And while identification is an issue, as you heard the superintendent say, they are awaiting the results of DNA tests to establish the identity of the victim. They have checked medical records, they checked dental records, and they have information that's pointing them in the direction of a particular individual. But before they come out with any positive identity, they want DNA confirmation. They expect that should come later today or perhaps tomorrow.
And particular emphasis there in what the superintendent said on the car used in this.
Yeah, I mean, this is one car that they're looking at, this Navy Toyota Corolla, a Carlo registered car. That's where the man's body was found. They need information on the movements of that, and they need information on its movements in the last 7 days, because it was sold 7 days ago. So they need to find out where it has been since then. They also need to establish how many people were involved in the murder and how the killer or killers left the scene at Mount Andrew Rise after the car had been set on fire. There's clearly a second mode of transport there, which they'll need to identify. It looks at this stage like a gangland murder. The motive lies in organised crime, drugs, vendettas, revenge for previous shootings and murders. They are liaising with the family of a particular man, a missing man who's in his 40s. He's a suspect in at least two other murders, those of David Lynch earlier this year and Mark Desmond 3 years ago. And he survived a previous attempt on his life earlier this year. When his car was rammed, he was shot a number of times. He ran to a house, collapsed inside, but he survived that attack and was warned by the Gardaí that his life was in danger.
Okay, Paul Reynolds, thank you for bringing us that update.